Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I guess, John, just in wrapping up here, there's some other interesting, we'll hit these quick, but quick storylines from some of the other preseason stuff going on this weekend. Tom Brady's kind of tied into the two that I wanted to hit with you, actually. Brady leaving Tampa Bay camp, which sounds like the headline looks bigger than the story actually is, but I want to get your thoughts on that. And then Brady is sort of tangentially tied to the whole Tua thing as well, because Tua is in severe denial that they were tampering with Brady after they drafted him, which, as we found out from all the investigation findings with the Dolphins, that, oh no, they were tampering with Brady last year in 2021. First of all, your thoughts on Brady leaving Tampa Bay camp? He's not coming back till after the August 20th football game.
There's all kinds of speculation, and I don't like to speculate because his mother has cancer.
Yeah.
And so you never know if surgery is involved. Jason liked the GM said he told him before camp this was going to happen. There's speculation. He just wanted a vacation as part of his coming out of retirement. You know, the first thing I thought of was health reasons. I don't think we're going to see him on a yacht hanging out with Dan Snyder in Europe. But I hope it's not health for some family member and something that needs to be done. As far as Tua, sure, he's tired of talking about it. He just say, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. There's nothing I can do about it. But obviously, the owner didn't want him. The owner didn't want his head coach last year. He didn't want his head coach this year. And you know he would much rather have Justin Herbert, who they passed up. Oh. And I'd like to know whose decision that was. I'm guessing it was general manager Chris Greer. And he will never, ever live that down.
No, I mean, especially if Herbert finally, I say, puts it all together. He's been fine the last couple of years, but boy, the Chargers, if they put it together, you know, they made all the things, got J.C. Jackson and Khalil Mack this offseason to upgrade the defense. Yeah, if Justin Herbert goes on to get to a Super Bowl, that'll be a tough one for the Dolphins to live down. And we didn't even mention, and they were also flirting with Deshaun Watson at the trade deadline, too. Like, hey, Tua, course, there have been multiple guys they've tried to replace you with.
But Tyreek Hill loves him, most accurate quarterback in the NFL.
Yep, that's right. According to the Tyreek Hill Advanced Analytics, which is Tyreek Hill
at practice. He's watched a lot of tape.
Oh, yeah.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, so there it is, the Utopia Football Podcast.
Hold on, I got one more.
Okay.
Would you take this year Davis Mills going 9-8, throwing 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, and a rating of 94.6?
27 touchdowns.
7 interceptions, 9-8 record.
I know. You know what? I think I know exactly where you're going with this. Are those Carson Wentz's numbers from last year?
They are, and it got him a ticket out of town. Everybody's blasting him. Ron Rivera is defending him.
Yep.
It wasn't his stats that got him out of town. It had to have been his personality, and it couldn't have just been the Jacksonville game because they had to get rid of most of their team. So I'm eager to see if Ron Rivera coming out and supporting him is just for his confidence, because reports out of Washington have not been good in camp.
No, they've not. But, John, I mean, you look at the list of guys that have started games for them since Kirk Cousins left. It's like a dozen guys. None of it's good. And it's, I roll my eyes at what Rivera said, like that all the narratives, quote, narratives from Philadelphia and Indianapolis are unfair to Carson Wentz. And I just feel like saying, okay, wake me up in week 14 and let me see if you're saying the same thing about him. then he's got to love the one he's with, I guess, for now, John. But it's you're right. That's got some serious. Both Miami and Washington are two teams that I think aspire to be like fringe playoff teams. You know, I think they both like Miami. I think deep down knows they're not better than Buffalo, and I think Washington knows they're not better than Dallas in their division. But I think if you're asking them like what's the ceiling for what we could do, I think they both think they could win 9 or 10 games this year if they get the right Carson Wentz. I think both of those have the potential to also be teams that finish last in their division too. Like there's a good chance there's not a good chance. There's a decent chance Washington is worse than the New York Giants this year. They're not great teams. And I think if the Jets, all those weapons they got in the draft and Zach Wilson figures a few things out and Miami, all the drama that's swirling around them starts to swirl too hard during the year. I think those are two really interesting potential implosions to look out for. And they both have owners that are horrible. That's another thing. It probably starts at the top, right?
Yep. And keep this in mind when the Commanders open a season, it's the Ron Rivera's third, and Wentz will be his seventh different starting quarterback in two seasons and one game.
That's just crazy. That's absolutely crazy. I'm glad you brought that up, John. Good stuff.